Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asked of is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm learning to
read. Every day I'm
learning to
read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to
lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. Please forgive the temporary technical difficulties. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you And we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Bryant Tansel will be presenting our words of encouragement on today. His topic, God will take care of you. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. And immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you, Sister Danielle. Good morning to you. Thank you for everything you do to kick us off on our call every day. And thank you to our listeners for joining on February the 2nd, 2024. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel from Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, Georgia. Our topic today is God will take care of you. God doesn't tire, but humans, we get tired. Sometimes life seems to be going good. Sometimes life seems to be going very bad. We approach life with patience, humility, and long-suffering. And in life, we make decisions often. Our decisions are based on our belief, understanding, experience, and what someone told us, how someone else treated us. We can only control ourselves. So usually when I bring a message to you, there's usually something going on during the week that sparks my mind. So God will take care of you. Hit me this week. Every now and then, man has a good quote. As you know, Charles Swindoll said that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. To react in a Christian way, the best way, I might add, it takes courage. It takes commitment. It takes working on yourself. It takes practice. When someone startles, surprises, or catches us off guard, especially in a negative way, there is a response. Oftentimes, this tells us more about ourselves than the other person. So I'm thinking of the winter time, and it's probably a little cold where you are when that north wind begins to blow in our face, when everything seems cold and dark, when all of a sudden something we really care about is taken away from us or removed from us. There's a reaction. That's why we have to build our spiritual muscles every day. Sometimes a negative person that just doesn't see the sun shining right in their face. Some folks call them a Debbie Downer. A person that tries to steal your smile, your shine, your day in the sun, you have to do some work to either share the sunlight that you have with this person or leave them in the dark. But remember, two wrongs don't make a right. People can be led out of the jungle of darkness, but they have to want to be led out. And that's where you come in. That's where God comes in. The Almighty God can comfort us through our sadness. He can improve any situation. Yes, it's up to him. We have to believe in him with our whole heart. Remember that God will take care of you. When we look at Isaiah 40, verses 4 through 5, it says, "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken." I'm reminded of that song, "God Will Take Care of You," and just to read some of the verses there so we can see this in our minds. It says, "Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you." Second verse tells us, "All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. His word can never be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you." And the last verse tells us, no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you. So look that song up. Keep it in your arsenal no matter what's going on in life. And sometimes we just have to be reminded that God will take care of us. When we look at Isaiah 40, 27 through 31, it says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." And lastly, a key verse, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Remember that God will take care of you no matter what situation you face. That's why it's so important to hold fast to your faith. That's our message for today. And no matter what you're going through, whether it's great or whether it may be some challenges in your life, remember that God will take care of you. And I thank you for listening today. With that, we're going to turn to a word of prayer. Father, thank you for reminding us that you will take care of us. No matter what our challenges are, no matter what the day may bring, when we wake up in the morning and the birds are singing like now and before the sun rises, our prayer is God will take care of us. And we know you'll do that. A positive affirmation to start the day is so important. It's going to be a great day ahead. As we heard, 90% of our day is how we react to it. Let's react in a positive way, in a godly way. Let's affirm him in everything we do and let people see the light in us. That's a great responsibility as we accept it as Christians and as we are people that are focused on continuous improvement as a person. Do we ever get there? Do we strive to get there? Yes, we should. And God is watching everything we do. He knows what's going to happen before it presents itself to us. That's why it's so important to keep our minds strong. That's so important to think about things before we speak them into existence and to be ready at all times, just in case the devil is trying to devour us. Let us be the leaders of our families, of our communities. Let us be the leader of ourselves. Let you guide our steps, our thoughts, our actions, our words. God, the work that we do, let it be for your sake, not for our sake. Let us always uplift others and not tear others down. And we pray for all the folks on our call that are traveling at this time. We pray for everyone having surgeries. And we pray that the doctors and nurses and all of our healthcare professionals are able to deliver the best care and provide the resources necessary, or at least point us in the direction of the best resources for us at the appropriate time and our families. We also pray for caregivers that are taking care of loved ones who have to find their inner strength sometimes every day, every moment. And it's a roller coaster up and down. We get it. It's emotionally draining. It can take its toll on you, but just remember that God will take care of you. God is there. He's listening. He knows. And we hear your prayer requests. We continue you in prayer every single day. We thank everyone for joining the call, no matter what your life situation. We pray for you today that everything gets better, continues to get better, and it will if you just remember that God will take care of you. In Jesus' name I pray today. Amen.